Morning.
Morning.
Morning,
Oh, Brigitte. Hi, Brigitte.
Morning, Che.
Okay. Morning, morning.
We can hear you.
Good, thank you. And how are you?
Good,
Well,
thanks.
thanks.
Okay. Let's start our meeting. I'm sorry for delaying with some few seconds. I wish to welcome everyone in the meeting, hoping that everything is going well to everyone, and understanding that we are still tired from the elections, and also we are tired because we're still busy with the public hearing and the fact of the matter. It's our last meeting KZN today. I wish really to welcome everyone without wasting any time. Is there anyone who would like to start with the meeting with a prayer? Start the meeting with a prayer.
Recording in progress.
Is super in? Not yet. Is Sukers in?
No, Chair, she's not.
Okay. Bridgie, can you just open with a prayer for us?
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you even for the opportunity that we can meet and deliberate on the issues that affect the people of this country. I thank you, Lord, for the chair and the members that you have been with them, Father God, even through the traveling and everything. And Lord, I thank you for all the people that are in this meeting. I thank you for the efforts they are making to make sure that the laws that we make, they deliver the implementation to the people of this country. I pray that you will be with the chair as she leads us, that Lord God, you will lead her. And that, Father God, the outcomes of this meeting will be for the best interest of the people of South Africa. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Honorable Bridgette Masango. The meeting is having some agenda, but before that, the adoption of the agenda, let's hear from Lindy whether are there any apologies that have been forwarded to her.
Good morning, Chairperson and members. There's only one apology thus far from Member Fanda Meve, who is attending a meeting at the same time. So she conveyed an apology to the committee. That's all the apologies I received, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much, Lindy. Let's rather hear whether how is Honorable Ma Motawong. And have we been able to send a speedy recovery note from the portfolio committee? Because we all understand that she was not well. So maybe she's having a standing apology. I don't know on how to treat that. Or maybe we should note it. Over to you, Lindy.
Okay.
Yes.
Regarding the note to Member Motawong.
Yes.
You want me to comment on that?
Yes.
Tandi, which is from your office, is the responsible person to send the flowers. I've requested her to do so, to send the our note of, I don't know what to say, condolences.
Get well. Yes, no, it's not condolences. Yeah, recovery.
Yes, for wishing her a speedy recovery. So I think she will get it maybe before the end of this week.
Okay.
I didn't receive a message from her. Maybe she will join the Gauteng Black, I believe so.
Let's hope for the best for her. Thank you very much for that, Lindy.
Okay.
And then can we note the apology or and continue to the adoption of the agenda? Is there anyone who would like to adopt the agenda?
Good morning, Chairperson. It's Alexandra. I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Okay. Can you, Lindy, flight the agenda so that people can be able to adopt the agenda whilst it's on the screen? Thank you, Alex. Also wish to welcome you back. Thank you for the adoption. Any seconder for the agenda? Thank you, Lindy. There is the agenda in front of us. Any seconder to the agenda?
Thank you, Chair. It's Bridget. I'd like to second the adoption of the agenda. Thanks.
Thanks. Honorable Masango has seconded the agenda. Then, now that we have adopted the agenda, it's better for us to go straight to the adoption of the budgetary review. That is BRRR. But I would like to request Lindy to also flight it and rather maybe go page by page, or I would like to get the direction from the honorable members on how do we want us to deal with that BRRR.
So, Yoli, is her responsibility to draft the report? She will flight, she's the co-host.
Yoli is going to flight it. Okay. Let's request Yoli to flight it. Okay. Thank you.
Morning, members. Morning, Chairperson.
Morning, Yoli.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I think we just made a proposal, Chair, because what I did is I have the report open, but I also extracted the recommendations that I made, which usually before we would just concentrate on that. So I'm not sure which one to flag now, because you would just ask members to decide which way to do it. So if you want me to flag the report, it's almost 61 pages, Chair. And then there's the recommendations that are almost like 2 pages.
Okay. Can I get the direction from... Yes. Thanks, Yoli. Can I get the direction from the members on how do we want us to deal with it?
Chairperson, my suggestion would be that we go through the recommendations of the committee. I mean, yeah, the recommendations made by the committee.
Okay. Bridget, I see your hand is up.
I also wanted to say that, Chair.
Okay. Then, Yoli, go straight to those recommendations. And then we'll see on how to go forward from there.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. Can you see them, Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Chairperson, just as a start, like I said, the report is 61 pages. Just maybe to remind members what is contained in those pages. The first section deals with our mid-year assessments of the budget, the quarterly reports. So what were the key performance that was reported, and then what were the observations made up by the committee. So I just had that section, Chairperson. The other section deals with what was reported as an annual performance, Chair. And then the next section deals with the audit findings. So what I did, Chair, was to take all the findings that the Auditor General made, and then the recommendations that were made, and what was recommended to the committee. So I put that in a table that I think we will use going forward in terms of conducting oversight over those recommendations. That's another section of the report, just in summary, Chair. Then the last part of the report is what we're doing now, which is now the recommendations. The recommendations, Chair, these are just what needs to be done as resolutions. The difference between the recommendations and resolutions, that will remind members, is what doesn't need to go to the House. That is the recommendations, which is to follow. The resolutions are mainly the requests that the committee made that maybe need more information on something. The first part deals with the list of the addresses that the committee requested, of the centers that were built. The other one was to the committee to organize a meeting with the department and its entities to be briefed on the action plans to address AG's findings and recommendations. That was what came out from the meeting. The other one was a request for a follow-up meeting with portfolio committee to discuss the impact of the annual plans in service delivery. That's one that came up. The committee to organize a meeting with the department and its entities to be briefed on the outcomes of consequence management. The department and its entity to provide the committee with the names of service providers that were involved in uncompetitive and unfair procurement practices as found by the AG. So just to pause there, is it a true reflection of your resolutions, members, or should we just go through the recommendations now? Because these are almost two set of conclusions, if I can put it that way, from the meeting. This next part would now be about the recommendations that will go through the House and be adopted in the House.
Okay. Thank you, Uyoli. Can I get the indication from the members?
Thank you, Chair. I think now it is clear. I just want to check. I think in terms of that, that vacancies, I think it will also be addressed as the action plans. That's fine. I think it's fine.
Okay. Thanks, Aris. Bridget, send this up.
Okay. I just wanted to say that as far as I can remember, the resolutions are covering or capturing the discussions that we had, and I would propose that we accept them as a reflection of the resolutions we made.
Okay, there is a proposal. Can I also get Alex's hand?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just maybe when we say that we would like another engagement with the AG, if it can just be made very clear that this is engagement with the committee members and the AG, not with the department included. I mean, we are supposed to have an engagement with the AG where the acting DG and the minister is not a part of. So if when we do have that follow-up, that is made known, and then I'm not too sure if this will go under, the query is under the resolutions or the next part. But in the meeting, I had asked for the management report, that goes to the accounting officer, and I see we still haven't gotten that report. So I'm not too sure in which part that request is going to be put through and when we're going to be getting that management report. Thanks, Jim.
Okay. What are other members saying on this issue?
I agree to that, Chair.
Leticia seconds. Anyone who is in the contrary view? I don't see anyone. Okay, can we then really look at that and make it a point that we correct it in such a manner that it's understandable to everyone?
Yes, Chair. I will add that into the resolutions. Also, but just to mention, ma'am, but it's fine. I included it in the whole deliberations that were made by the committee and the responses that they forwarded to the committee. I also included them there. But I think that part, I don't think they actually responded to it. I don't know if you've seen those responses from the department. I don't remember them saying anything, but I think that the advice was a request must come from the committee or from the office of the chairperson to the office of the Auditor General. So I will include the mem as a resolution that the committee must now write this letter to the officer of the Auditor General to request officer of the Auditor General to request for that report, mem. So we can do that. I'll include as a resolution.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Something that, yes, as a committee, we advise we needed to do. Okay.
Okay, so it's under resolution.
Yes, ma'am. So okay. I'll just make that amendment. I've noted it.
All right.
Okay, ma'am. So all right. If now I go to the recommendations, just to acknowledge the inputs from Honorable Fana Meve, I'm not, she's not here. I've already spoken to her via the phone, and some of the recommendations she made, I also have them here. The only difference is I given it a financial year that is coming. Honorable Fana Meve is giving it a short period of time, which is before the end of this current financial year, which is now end of March. So I'll go through the members, and then when we're now giving inputs and discussing, you can then advise whether we should leave it as the next financial year, or we take Honorable Fana Meve's inputs, we make it until the end of March. Then there are two recommendations that I knew that I don't have, but I will also include. I just thought I should put that as an introduction, Chairperson. Okay, now the first one, Chair, is read as follows. The Minister should ensure that the social development portfolio, particularly SASSA and the NDA, within the 2022-23 financial year, complete all investigations on historical irregular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Debts owed should be recovered and necessary consequence management should be taken. Maybe if I can just take members to this, Honorable Fana Meve's recommendation is that the time is shorter, recommended until the end of this current financial year, which is 2021-2022, which is next year, March. So members could just take note of that. Then the next recommendation is that the minister should ensure within the 2022-2023 financial year, the department pays the NPOs on time to avoid underspending on the function. NPOs play a vital role in addressing the plight of vulnerable groups, especially during this time of COVID-19. The next one, just to also mention, Chair, these are recommendations that are based on the deliberations and decisions made by the committee. And the next one, the minister should ensure that within this 2022-2023 financial year, the department eliminates all the bottlenecks that delay the payment of ECD stimulus relief fund to the majority of qualifying ECD centers. The next one, the minister should ensure that within this financial year, the department, together with the Department of Education, roll out phase 2 and phase 3 of the Mangasali program. The next one, the minister should ensure that the department in its 2022-2023 annual performance plan includes the target to train 100 master trainers on parenting program. This is essential to support and strengthen family bonds. The next one, Chair, the minister should ensure that within the 2022-2023 financial year, the department implements the payment of child support grant top-up as legislated in the Social Assistance Amendment Act of 2020, number 16. The next one, the minister should ensure that within the financial year 2020-2021, that the department fills all the vacant critical positions, especially the Director General position. The next one, Chair, the second last, the minister should ensure that the department prioritizes the employment of people with disabilities to reach the official target of 6%. On this one, Chair, I just want to point out that in the department, in its response to this question, they indicated that the target is actually 2%, but maybe we can talk about it now, and then I'll maybe flag the response from the department for you to see. Then the last one, Chair, the minister should ensure that the department updates its website regularly and ensure that all newly completed policies are available. Maybe just to go, Chair, to the inputs from Honorable, I don't know whether I should do it now or should do it later when we're discussing, because I have them here from Honorable Fana Meve. Can I decide, Chairperson, should I go straight to those recommendations from Honorable Fana Meve, or should I wait for the discussion part?
Okay. can we get the indication from the members? How do they feel? Can I?
Let's listen to what Honourable Fundamella said, and then we can discuss on the social development sector, on the social development part.
Okay.
Okay.
Who else has got an input on it? So I take it as if at least everyone is agreeing with you, Alex. Okay.
Just to make it bigger for members to see. These are the inputs from Honorable Fana Melve. Okay. Okay. It reads, the department should, within the next 3 months, provide a detailed action plan to the committee to prevent repeat findings on irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure as highlighted by the AG, something similar to the recommendation I made earlier. The next one, the department should, within the next 3 months, aim to finalize all outstanding investigations on irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure and provide a detailed report to the committee. The next one, the department should move with speed to fill all critical vacancies and provide the committee with a detailed report on timeframes for appointments before the end of 2021. The next last one, I think, on the department is that the department should, before the end of the year, table to the committee a detailed report on investigations into the collection of the 350 grant by those who did so unlawfully, and provide a detailed report on consequence management and collection and prosecutions. Oh, there's another one. The department should, before year-end, table a report to the committee on how it intends streamlining its systems to put a stop to double dipping as it pertains to the collection of grants, food parcels, and other government support as highlighted by the AG. So like I said, members, there are some recommendations that are similar to my recommendations. It's just a difference of the time frames. Mine is in next financial year. Honorable Fana Melve is recommending for the next 3 months, which I said to her maybe end of March, because we're going to December, which is a very quiet month. So at least we say before the end of 2021-2022 financial year, to give it until the end of March. So those are the two sets of recommendations, which are similar, but the only difference that I do not have is the one about the collection, the 350 grant, that report, that I will include it to members just to say, and the last one about the WDP. Those ones I will definitely incorporate into the report. That's it for the department chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Yoli. And then can we then have a bite on that one of the time frame, which is 3 months. I will say it end of financial year rather. I'm not sure, you know, now I'm also having a challenge that we don't have to put time frames that are sometimes not practical. I'm not sure what are the other members saying on this one. Can I see whether is there anyone? Are you, Alex, is it you only who is in this meeting? Okay, can we give it to you, Alex?
Chair, maybe it's because I'm a lot more rested than the rest of the committee being over traveling. I'm thinking of you guys. I know it's taking a lot out of you. So, Chairperson, if I can just maybe for point two with the NPO payment, I know the department has said on numerous occasions that they are not responsible for NPO payments. It's the responsibility of the provinces to ensure these payments. However, the oversight of these payments still rests with the national department. And I think just to... In this clause, just to, you know, say that we do understand it's the responsibility of the provinces, how, so that they can't come back to tell us it's the responsibility of the provinces, but then to include that the national department still needs to play the oversight role on the provinces to ensure that these payments happen. And then, Chairperson, I would want to agree with Yuli's recommendation that we start this action plan, you know, for March. And then also, you know, going back to Honourable Fundameva's suggestions, I think almost an Excel grid action plan of what we are recommending, what has been done, what is still outstanding, would serve this committee well, so that every now and then, every 3 months, we flight that action plan to see what is still outstanding from the department and their progress on that. And then, Chairperson, I don't know if we speak about it all the time, and I just think it's very important that we, you know, always listen in our recommendations, and that is we want the department, you know, to really play an impactful role when it comes to gender-based violence. Tomorrow we start 16 days of activism, and, you know, maybe it's a recommendation is that we also, part of that action plan or part of that reporting, that we actually do get, you know, every 3 months or whatever it may be, stats from the gender-based command council, so that we can also see the consistent and continuous progress and stats reporting a number of calls that that command council has, so that we're not always asking for updated stats and asking for updated stats, that it actually becomes a regular feature that this committee actually gets presented with regular stats from that command council. Yulise, you can just maybe go down a little bit. Oh, and then this point with the Vangasali program, in one of my responses from the department, they have said that they've already started with phase two of the Vangasali program. So I'm not too sure if we should leave that part, you know, phase two in there, or if we should just refer to phase three, seeing that they have already started with phase two. And then, Chairperson, on this post-filling of the acting of the Director General, it's a question we've been asking on repeat for the longest time. And I see in my responses and Honourable Fundameva's responses, the department have just not answered it. And we again asking when this position is going to be filled. And, you know, we still don't have clarity. So I'm happy that that is in there. That's all my comments, Chair. Thank you.
Chair, I just wanted to go back to that one that was, you know, speaking of the payment of ECD stimulus packages. You know, Chair, it just goes through my mind. You know, the other day we did pick up, like, I don't know if it was in Dundee or where that HOD was saying that people are not come, they are sitting with the money, and people are not coming to apply for this funding. So I think in that recommendation, we also need to say that the department must have, you know, a program to ensure that these NPOs being assisted to, you know, to apply for these fundings.
Okay. I think I agree with you, Leticia, on that one.
Yeah.
Then I can see that Bridget and Jane's hands are up.
Okay. I think I have partly been covered by what Honourable Abrams and Honourable Iris have said, but what I wanted to
to find out if it can be sneaked into the recommendations as a solution of sorts, is that the committee has been really making a call to the department to strengthen its communication with its stakeholders, such as the NPOs and NGOs and things like that, because that would then make it easy for the department to contact these people in a more corporate, in a sort of pattern, to ensure that they access these services, because we have not been getting responses about why the rest of the ECDs have not been able to access the grant. And it came as a shock when we were in Northern KwaZulu-Natal, when the department said, how can people please come and apply because we're sitting with the money? It just doesn't make sense at all. Because number one, there needs to be a strong database that is reliable and credible. And number two, the communication must be strengthened. We cannot be making these announcements at public hearings as if there is no communication that is ongoing between the department and its stakeholders. So in supporting what Honorable Eris is saying and what Honorable Abrams are saying, I'm saying let us have this communication being strengthened. It's very, very embarrassing and almost bordering on ridiculous that we have to hear things like that. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masango. Honorable Jane. Honorable Jane Mangani. Is Honorable Jane Mangani in?
She is, Chair. She needs to unmute.
Yes, Chair.
Okay. I see your hand is up. It's your turn.
Can you hear me, Chair?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Thank you very much, Chair. Even although I agree with other honorable members, I mean, I am having this maybe it's a serious concern, because since we met, since 2019, when we met with the department, they've been telling us about, I wanted to say, my thinking is just like that one of Honorable Van der Merwe. Since we met the department 2019, they told us about the filling of the critical position or vacancies. Even today, we have never seen any positions that were filled. So that's my concern. I think it's the drop in the ocean, as other members have already agreed. And this one also, Bangasali, we hammered and hammered and hammered. It should be until up to the end of this financial year, because they introduced this to us and said that they are doing this. We should get a report at there, how far part of it. As in most of the provinces, except this one of KZN was much better. In Northern Cape, there was no such that we have heard about this Bangasali. They don't even know what is this. So when the department, I think the department is just making us not to respond anymore or ask questions anymore to them. This one, they have to to make it in a lighter note, as I've heard the response of all of you and the suggestion. This one of Bangasali, they must give us the report to say how far are they. Just the report. They must write a report that will help them accountable even next time. to say you have said you will finish this on this. Even the one of filling of vacancies, they should tell us when. Because this thing of every day asking one question is tiring.
Hello? Honorable Mangai?
I'm saying, Chairperson, that's what I'm suggesting. Because Mina, I can't take it anymore. Every day, members are asking lots of questions, especially pertaining to this Vangasali and the filling of position. How long will we get this filling of vacancies? While every time and again, when they come to the meeting, they even start with that issue of saying, we will fill the, now we are filling. Every time the Linton is telling us, filling, even today. Even now, if we can get to the meeting, he will say, tell us the very same thing. So we need to come up with something that will make the department really to take us serious to fill these vacancies or to write a report to us to say what is their challenges, including this one of Vangasali. The ECD are struggling outside, they don't get whatever, but every time and again there's money that the department don't spend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mangani. I think we have to include you in the recommendation. This issue of hello, is there any hand?
Yes, it's honourable Aris.
And Chairperson, honourable Abram, just two more points after honourable Aris, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Chair, I'm not sure in our recommendations will that the shortage of social workers, and this is the thing that comes up every now. A lot of times, I don't know in our recommendations for 2022, where will that be fit in? Will it be part of vacancies or what? Because there is a shortage of social workers.
Another Aleph.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm not too sure if the word is in there when it comes to the action plan, but I think it's very important for continuity's sake of what the committee has been asking for since 2019, and that is that in this action plan, there needs to be a section that speaks to the impact of the department. So I just would like the word, you know, that impact assessment either to be in that first point when it comes to the action reporting, the monthly action reporting, to provide that impact assessment. And then also I think on the one of Honourable Van der Merwe's last point when it comes to the 350 grant, we have been asking the department to actually set aside time to take us through the in-depth analysis of the 350 grant, and I just want to double check if that request can be included, or if it is there, let me just read. Yeah, if they can then set aside time to take us on a deep dive into the 350 grant. And then just to add on to Honorable Aris, when it comes to the social worker, I think the important part and the key word that's missing when it comes to the social workers is we need permanent social workers. We don't need contract social workers, because the last 1,809 social workers, they were on a contract for first 3 months, and that then got extended for another 5 months. So the question is, what on earth is a new social worker who must still be vetted through the department, must still go through training, must still get their tools of trade, that must still have access to vehicles, are supposed to do within a less than a year contract, and then they just left to the wayside again. So what impact are contracts short-term contact social workers going to have. So we need to address the point of permanent social workers. And then when we look at the social work graduates, we can't look at it in isolation with not employing more social work managers, because social work managers are also under-resourced, and they need to provide the oversight, the management of all the cases. So for me, when it comes to the social unemployed social workers, it needs to be permanent positions with a review of also employing more permanent social work managers to oversee the cases. Otherwise, we can have as how many social workers, but then very little impact felt on the ground if they're not permanent. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Mangani.
Thank you very much, Chair. I want to emphasize the issue of social workers. Management and supervisors, because the ratio for now for the manager is too high. They're supposed not to have look at so many social workers. That's why sometimes the work is not reported. I agree with Honorable Alexander that was speaking. I agree with her. I wanted to say the social worker must be the same like us here, even although this province is vast, but it should be here. We have had, and then we have seen what the department sometimes is telling us. Now we have made this social worker to be in each and every ward, but it's only in KZN. And I don't know when we go to these three provinces if we will get what we have had here in KZN. I was just saying this thing must be in all provinces. We mustn't get the social worker are not different from other provinces. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, can I just come in there? I think it's a very important point that Honorable Jane is making there. You know that each and every ward in the country must have a social worker. And then the other thing that was just crossing my mind, they need to regulate the ECDs, because it can't be that an ECD, there's one or two or three ECDs in the same street or facility. At least we need to set, because right now you find that within a specific ward, there's five ECDs, but then you get to the next ward, there's no ECDs. So even ECDs, they must ensure that each ward has an ECD, so that, you know, so that we at least accommodate, you know, everybody in the ward. And then the other thing also, I think that one is more to the migration of education. No, for now, that is my input.
Thanks, honorable members. I was going to agree with you when you say they need to regulate these things of ECDs, with the understanding that at least it's going to be migrated or taken to Department of Education. But I imagine when we say each ward must have one, I'm thinking about the vast areas or rural areas.
I mean, sorry, Chair, what I'm saying is, yes, it is just an example. One is just an example. We can say, you know, but it must be that there must be an ECD. I don't say that there only need to be one ECD in a ward. What I'm saying, we must ensure that each ward has an ECD.
Yeah, maybe it's better when you correct what you have said, because I'm taking out what you have said. Thank you. Maybe there's also this one that is talking about Bangasali, ne? I'm a little bit skeptical in terms of saying that they must, both departments must roll out the stage. I only thought when the members were raising these issues, they are also saying the awareness program is needed on this. I think it needs also to be, because really, in other provinces, we didn't hear anything because they are really unaware of this program. So Mhlambi, we should also include something that is saying that they must make an awareness program in terms of that law. That one is the one that is following the one that you are correcting right now. Minister should also ensure that within the financial year of 2022 year, department together with the Department of Education, I think we have to put something there, because it was strange enough to get into other provinces that are not aware about this program, while others are aware, but they are not sure of what is it that is taking place. Thanks, Honourable Member.
Chair, yes, there's just another thing, you know, with this public hearings, it did come very strongly out, you know, the disabled children, specifically in the ECDs, because there's no facilities and trained professional practitioners to work with these children. So I think in our you know, next year's program, that we also need to look at that and you know, put it in, because it can't be that disabled children now being excluded from society just because of their disability. So I think that is also it's also an important one.
Thanks, Honourable Legislator, yes. But I don't know how to put it, because was it something that we discussed? Because really we were aware when people in all the provinces has been raising this. Have we ever discussed it?
Yes, because I mean, right now we are just talking about ECDs, and this is ECDs for able children, and we don't accommodate this disabled children. We need to accommodate them. It was raised numerous times in this committee, Chair.
Chair.
Hello.
Yes, Chair. It's true. Even if last time we didn't, when we deliberate, talk about it, we did on a numerous occasions, we did highlight that issue of the disabled children at the early learning centers and schools. We did. And then this one of hiring the disabled, 2% is too little. While the president always saying when he talks more about the hiring of the disabled, even the minister and the deputy minister. So they still have to up this number of 2%. We've got so many disabled that are educated. They are lingering outside here because no one wants to hire them. Thank you, God. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. In a situation where there is this issue of people with disability, I am not sure on how can we include this one of albinism. Because it was, of course, it's part of the disability. Yeah, but I also would like us to include if it is necessary, because we are also trying to include everything.
Chairperson, yes, it was not albinism, it was autism.
And albinism.
Yes, yes. And then the other important thing is, Chairperson, because there's another thing that we need to include. It is this public drug rehabilitation centers. Yeah. Because We need to, yeah, that is a very important thing because our children get lost for society because we don't have, because the parents don't have the financial means to send these children to this private drug rehab center. And, yeah, okay, so we really need to include that one as well.
Okay, you know, the way you are so fresh, I can hear you that you are still, you know, kicking fresh from the public hearings, as if now we're doing the report of the public.
Because, you know, that is...
But, this is a meeting, Honorable Aris.
Exactly.
Honorable Aris, this is a meeting. I'm saying that the reality of the matter, these were things that were raised, and they are also can be encompassed in these sentences on how the content advisor will see on how to include them. Can we then?
Of course, we are still... Sorry, Chair. Sorry, I'm a bit confused right now. Maybe I can be assisted because I see my manager is also logged in. You can advise how to handle this one. The issues that the members are raising, I agree, they were raised in the public hearings. So these are all the findings that the members made during the public hearings, which is now a separate process to what we're doing now. There are reports that we've been compiling that Mrs. Lindy will talk to you about, Chair. Otherwise, we have some that are completed now that highlight all these issues. And then thereafter, we will have a discussion where I will highlight the key issues that emerged. Then thereafter, the departments now will come and respond to all of these issues. So I was thinking like Home Affairs, Justice, DSD, education, maybe health as well. I could be living there. So all that process is still coming when all these issues that were raised during the public hearing, members will have an opportunity now to deliberate on them. This one, Chair, was based, I made recommendations based on that meeting that we had with the department and the observations that we made. So that's why I said maybe my manager can advise me now on how to go to proceed on this one because I'm a bit confused how to proceed with this.
Surely,
okay. Who's the manager, by the way?
Mr. Bandy. Maybe I should stop sharing because I'm not able now to see the. Oh, I can see the participants. He was here. Did he log out now? Oh, my goodness.
Maybe he has logged out. And thank you for him to log out. Reason for that. That's why I was also checking whether on how to deal with this. Because the reality of the matter, much as these things are interlinked with what we would like it to be included, but anyway, we seem to be really making the report now out of the public. Leticia, wait. So that is exactly why, Yuli, I was saying that there are sentences that are talking about the disability and in terms of the ECDs. Because if you can hear this point of the ECDs, even if we haven't discussed previously, but it can be expanded and put in a way that it covers what we have just said. So even if the manager has logged out right now, but I don't think that needs the manager's advice or whatever. We can also repeat it. We can also repeat it in the report that we're going to give it. It's not a strange person doing that.
No problem. Jane's hand is up.
I don't see Leticia's hand. Are you able to raise your hand, Leticia?
No, I cannot raise my hand, Jay.
Okay, wait for Jane to speak.
Chair, I was saying the issue of Bangasali program and the filling of vacancy have been there even in each and every meeting, and the ECD, each and every meeting, we hammer on them. And then the department don't even try to attempt answering. They gave us a shallow answer. That's why time and again we ask them about this. They should be how it should be crafted, I don't know. But they should reflect what we are saying. It should reflect. Even the issue of the social worker. Is the department that they have told us that they have gone now to make sure that the issue of social worker should be in each and every ward. So my emphasis here was to say it shouldn't be in one province. We are one country. If one province, am I out of order?
Chairperson?
Hello.
Can I just get this one straight? We are
and
saying.
Are you done?
I'm not done. Aris, cut me. She can proceed.
No, I'm chairing the meeting, honorable members. Can you finish up, honorable Jay Mangani? And then you will be followed by honorable Aris. Finish up,
Chair, I was saying the issue that most of the issue that we have raised is not emanating from the public hearing. Is there and there way it reflects issue of the public hearing? But majority of them is this. If we can peruse all our documents, we'll find this in. Is department that is provoking us to say this is going to happen. When will we have the meeting with the department? You will hear what Linton is saying. One, answering Repetitive. All the questions but not giving us what we want to okay. hear from you.
Those are repetitive findings.
Mm.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's prolong it. I think we have answered your list. To try and insert them. And then,
thank you. What I'm saying is that we are busy with the financial year, and that is what we want to see in the financial year coming 2022-2023. And I want to reiterate what Honorable Jane Mangani was saying. This is not about what we did here in the public hearings. Maybe I must just withdraw that. Because this is things that was repeatedly mentioned in previous committee meetings. Because if we are going to include, you know, things like the social ills that are out there, it will be excluded from the 2022-2023 annual, you know, performance. But because they need to have programs and action plans in place on how we are going to deal with this drug problem that we are facing in society. Well, I think it's important that programs like that need to be put in place because, I mean, our young people get lost for society. And we as a department that are responsible, you know, to look after our young children or youth for that matter, we cannot be quiet about that and don't have the financial means to accommodate these people. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable. I think Yoli has understood what she was asking about it. And that is why I summarize by saying all what we have raised now are repetitive findings. That is exactly why we include them right now. We will repeat them if what we will be giving the report of the public hearings. I think I've done the summary in terms of that. Thanks ever so much. Can we then proceed, honorable members?
I just read to the members what I've captured, Chair, or would I be delaying the process, but I think it's important. Okay, let me just go after. Okay, let's see where I made amendments. Okay, there was a point on the payment of NPOs. I've made an amendment to that recommendation, so it reads as follows now. The minister should ensure that within the 2022-2023 financial year, the department conducts strict oversight over the provinces. Okay, to ensure. Tamias. Okay, payment. Tamias payment of NPOs to avoid understanding on this function. Does it govern in, ma'am? This is how I've amended it to Member Abrahams. Then on the issue of the stimulus relief fund, I've added this. The department should also have programs. Okay. Have a program that will assist the ECD sector to apply for the fund. Equally, the department should strengthen its communication strategy with its stakeholders to ensure that they are well informed of the department's programs and policies. Okay, and the issue on the Bangasali. The minister should ensure that within the 2022-2023 financial year, the department provides quarterly progress reports on the implementation of the Bangasali program and the payment of the stimulus ECD relief fund. It should also ensure that all stakeholders are well informed about these programs.
Recording in progress.
It is a focal person to distribute to the organization, but all these interventions have not yielded any results. That's basically how they responded to Chairperson. So I thought I should just bring it to your attention, Pat.
Okay. Chairperson?
All right.
Chair, there's just another important thing that just crossed my mind. Remember that this 350, just go there back to that 350 rand thing. We are talking about the 350, we are only mentioned about, you know, table because of investigations of the 350. The reality of the 350 is the 350 will come to an end in this financial year. And we are quiet about what will happen after that. This morning there was a Morning Life program that stated that 46% of South Africans are reliable on social grants. And I want to see, because since the minister is not coming back to us, we need to know what is going on because we are busy doing our planning for the next financial year. And it cannot be that we are quiet on not having anything in place for the citizens of this country. So I would like to hear, you know, or see that we include that whatever our progress, whether it's a basic income grant, whether it's whatever, we need to include that into our recommendations. Thank you. Okay. Arif, thank you.
I think the point has been taken. Yoli? Yeah, you saw that,
Chair, my hands up.
Okay. Can I just think about it more, Chair? Sorry about that.
I don't think you must think about it because it's an important point that needs to be there. You can think about it, but you need to come back to us and say how we are going to, you know, put it into this recommendation.
Yes, ma'am, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Can we give over to Alex?
Thank you, Chairperson, and my comment is also on the same point that I did mention it a bit earlier, but maybe let me just rephrase it. Could the point not read more broadly in asking the department
for an in-depth analysis of the entire 350 grant, you know, from starting point to finish and thereafter. And then, but then within the point, you know, still give the example, such as the report should include the investigations and collections. So asking them for that in-depth analysis of the entire 350 grant, where it started, the impact it had, you know, and then including the investigations, so they give us a much broader in-depth analysis of this entire project that they undertook. And, you know, it could even then include what they envision further for this project. Maybe that would help. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, no, thank you. Even myself, I also thought that we will request the department to give us continuously the report in each and every meeting that we have. Even ourselves, when we draft the agenda, we must make it a point that we insert something that we need an update, because it is really embarrassment to us to find out by the end of this thing, we are able not to know what was it that was happening, and we get shocked when we get a report on that particular. So if it continues beyond March, we have to get a report continuously. Thank you. I think...
Chair?
Hello, Honorable Mangani, can I look at the hand? Yeah, it's Honorable Mangani, only that her hand is up, Honorable Mingo.
So, I was just saying, I heard what you are saying, your summary, but I don't think you have heard loud and clear the CEO when he was talking about this 350 that is lost, that we have paid people whom we don't, the officials. He said the department can go after and look for 350. Department will never, ever. So I don't know what we will do. I will support this.
Yeah, I think much as I miss that point that is saying never, that word never. They can't say never, because we are not asking whether they will do or not. We are instructing them to do it, because the reality of the matter, it is out on public that there were people coming from public servants that are getting that. So there's no way that we can get the report from whoever except them. So we have to correct it, that maybe in a meeting or whatever way, but we suppose we are not requesting, we are instructing them to give us information about that. Thanks, Honorable Mangani. Can we then proceed, Honorable Members?
No, I just asked for last point to...
Can I just come in now, Chair, before you come, ma'am? Sorry to be distracted, because I'm trying to collect all these points. Sorry, ma'am. So I humbly apologize, because I think I'm going to lose track.
Yes. Leticia, can Leticia finish up if she is okay.
I don't know, and if I'm out of order, we'll be out of order time. But I think this is important. I have read the other day an article also on this. This thing of I don't know if it is social development or education. This thing of young girls that just missing school due to the fact that they don't have sanitary towels. And I think it is a very sensitive issue that we as social development need to address in our financial year in 2022-23. And I think that must really become part of the legacy that this committee will leave behind, that we include that into our financial year for 2022. That program.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Chris, to raise that. But let's allow you also to summarize all what we have said You are not out of order, but it's just that we have to look at where we can insert that. And really, as you have said, that this is a report, a full report of the year. Can you carry on?
Okay, ma'am. On the issue of the 350, I will appeal to members, maybe, or give maybe advice that we deal it two ways. One would be what Honorable, I'm trying to also incorporate the intervention from Honorable Abrams, that the issue of the investigation to this payments, the 350 grant payments,
recording in progress.
The timelines for the budget cycle. Sorry, ma'am, I didn't get
it. No. I was saying in the drafting of that resolution, yes. Especially of the 350 rand,
mm-hmm.
And the other things that you've just said now, to say that the research that we are going to be presented with by the department must happen within this year.
Okay, good point.
Yes.
So we must have this briefing before the financial year.
Yes.
Okay, good point, ma'am. Thank you.
Are we not done with this one, Mito? Can we then proceed? Where do we go from now, Lindy?
Sorry, Chair. Okay. We just finished the DSD. We still have the two entities to do, ma'am. Okay. I'm just going to go through them quickly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I didn't have a much of your recommendations, but members will maybe add here. The one I have is the minister should ensure that within the 2020-2023 financial year, the NDA pays out second tranches of the which is now the criminal asset recovery account to the qualifying recipients, that is the CSO. The minister should also ensure that within the 2022-2023 financial year, the NDA board conducts investigation on the allegations of fraud and corruption that were referred, to it by the Office of the Auditor General. That was the question that was raised on that follow-up on those allegations that were submitted to the committee and they were referred to the AG. So that's why I made these recommendations, because the AG said the committee must make a follow-up with the NDA board. Those are the two that I could come up with based on the discussion on the referendum.
Okay. Marie, is your hand up?
Yes. Yes. Good morning, Chairperson.
Good morning, Chair, and
the portfolio committee, and the team. I just want to expand on the NDA. Chair, I think what we need to be expressed here is firstly the concern that has been raised consistently by the committee in terms of the NDA's mandate and the real-time execution of that mandate on the ground, that we as a committee need tangible and feedback on. That's the one thing. I made the request for us to intensify oversight, and it was also backed up by Honorable Alexander in terms of the CSOs on the ground and the mandate of the NDA. And I just want in this report for it to be stated that they should be given a real-time and evidence-based report to us on the work of the NDA where the CSOs are concerned, and secondly, the investigation that is referred to is no longer investigation because the sorry, Sisyoli, am I going too fast for you here?
You can see my face, ma'am. Sorry.
Yes, I can see your face.
Yes.
I don't want to make it difficult for you. You can just through the chair advise me what you want me to do in order for us to assist you with your comments.
Yeah, I'm trying to craft the one about the real time.
Yeah. Chair, if I may rephrase it, just for the sake of Yoli's input here. It is the two issues of one, oversight on the NDA to be intensified, and secondly on the programs of the NDA, the core programs which involves the CSOs, for a report to be given to us as the committee in terms of the progress of and success of these programs per province nationally by the NDA. If Honorable Alexander can just assist me here, if I am correctly, accurately expressing what we have discussed here, Chair, it would be helpful.
Okay. Can we then...
With that point specifically, yes.
Alexandra's hand is up and followed by Leticia.
Yes. Then Chairperson, if I may continue just on the investigation.
Continue.
I can conclude with that point, yes. On the investigation of the NDA. Chair, the investigation was made by the Auditor General. It was then forwarded to the board, the old board, to deal with. The Auditor General told the committee to now make reference to the new board. In light of that, and because of the length of time that has expired, the length of time, and the fact that the contract of the CEO has now come to an end, we should actually now request for a report from the board in terms of the status of this investigation and the actions that, if any, that has been that is going to be taken by the board.
Okay, can we then give over to Alex and then Aris so that we can proceed?
Thank you, Chairperson, and yes, Honorable Sukas, you are covering it correctly. I think, and this is not for note-taking, Yuli, it's just a comment. I think what led to this discussion was also, you know, you look at the NDA, and the NDA is doing exactly what the Department of Social Development is doing. They're doing research. DSD is doing research. They running similar programs that the department's running as well. So at the end of the day, I think our main concern is the actual impact of the NDA, because in one quarter they are running so close to losses, and then in another quarter they are miraculously fully recovered in terms of their financial books. So your comment is covered, the Honourable Sukas. Just to add, thank you for the Cora comment. That is important. And then I just also want to agree on the now vacant post of the CEO. I'm not too sure about the other members, but I mean, I only found out that post is now vacant in this meeting with the AEG. So that again is another concern. Now we've got another critical post, the CEO post, that is vacant. So when is this CEO post going to be filled? And then just another, then this one is for commenting as well. I mean, for perhaps making a note of with the other committee's approval or not approval, is that the main thing that stood out for me in this term and this quarter is that volunteer program that saw the irregular expenditure of, I think it was the 29 million. I think that we need to then ask NDA, you know, what exactly happened to that program, and also the impact of that program, because my understanding of that program is that it was basically a short-term, almost EPWP contact with those young people. And, you know, what's happened to those young people? Are they now just unemployed? Because then that just means that we spent $29 million for a six-month contract, which actually saw no real change to the lives of those young people. So if we can maybe just, if the committee agrees, just to highlight that irregular expenditure of the $29 million. And then this is just a comment for maybe our committee secretary. I did ask for the NDA to resend their presentation, because while they were presenting, I picked up that their presentation that they were presenting is not the presentation we received. There is a slide or two missing. I think it was page 10 and 11. That's not part of our presentation that they presented. And I think it speaks specifically to this $29 million volunteer program. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah. Can I speak, Chair? Chair? Chairperson? Hello? To you, Leticia.
Yes, you were quiet. I didn't hear you now. Chair, you know, there's a very important thing that we need to look into on the NDA. The development programs of the NDA, bear in mind that the NDA have underspent, and if we want to curb these unemployment rates, the NDA need to come up with their programs on skills development, but also on the community nutrition development centers. It must be that each nutrition development center development must have developmental programs to ensure that people can exit these CNDC centers or programs. But as we are currently facing the country with, food security, they must come up with plans to start introducing for us food banks in order for us to decrease these food insecure people, and because the NDC was underspending their budget, and I mean it's time that they really step up and start thinking out of the box. The other thing is, not all these centers are CNDCs. Some of these centers, they manage it like soup kitchens, and we really need to look into that, so that all these centers become CNDCs, all the CNDCs must do away with, and we must come up with communal food banks, if that could be, you know, my suggestion.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you done? Yes. I really, okay. I'm very, this one is very, it's like very close to my heart, because it we need to review this food and nutrition program. We can rather move to a program where we say, we move to the communal food banks, so then we can in any case reach more people, because right now we have budget for development programs. The development programs don't happen. We have CNDCs where people year in and year out just go and sit down and eat. We need to look into that. So that we start off. you know, to ensure that we get that 14 million people being reduced and become food secure.
Honorable Marie, thank you very much, Honorable Aris. Marie.
Yes, Chair.
Over to you.
Okay, I think, Chair, that you've seen my hand. I have not lowered my hand.
Thank you very much. Okay, can we then proceed to the next one?
Okay.
The last one, I think.
All right, thank you, Chair. I hope the members can read what I'm writing, or should I have...
You can reread it.
Okay. Okay, the CARA one had no amendment to it. This next one, the minister should ensure that within the 2022-23 financial year, the NDA board conducts investigation and reports to the committee on the allegations of fraud and corruption that are referred to it by the Office of Auditor General. So I just included the reports because we're not sure whether the investigation was actually conducted or not. But I know Honorable Speaker said they must report. I thought maybe I should maybe accommodate to stand to be advised on this one. The next one, the minister should ensure that the NDA submits progress reports on the implementation of its core programs in the provinces, including expenditure. Expenditure patterns. And the impact. And we have on the lives of people. Okay. The next one is the minister should ensure that the department within the 2022-23 financial year fills the vacant post of the chief executive officer. The minister should ensure that before the end of the 2021-2022 financial year, the NDA reports to the committee on the 29 million irregular expenditure with regard to the volunteer program. It should also report on its future plans for this program. The next one, the minister should also ensure that the NDA reviews its food and nutrition program to make it more communal. I can change this one. I'm just writing now, so that it can focus more on skills development and self-sustenance. Yes, that's all, Chairperson. Can I move, members? Are you okay?
Really, development and self-sustain. That's sustain. What is that? Sustain.
Self-sustainance.
Yes, and make it more development and make it more self-sustainable. To secure a food insecure society of South Africa or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, English, I'm just thinking about it, Chair. We can proceed. Okay. Can I move to SASA? Okay. I'm moving to SASA, Chair. I'm just going to highlight this one for now. Okay, with SASA again, I have two based on the discussions. The minister should ensure that within the 2022-23 financial year, SASA resolves all challenges relating to information technology system control, particularly the social grant payment system, to ensure that all beneficiaries are paid at the right time. The minister should also ensure that within this... ensure that within the 2022-23 financial year, SASSA makes sure that its call center is fully functional and adequately resourced. There should also be a skills and knowledge transfer from the service provider to SASSA employees for long-term benefit. Those are the only two I came up with, Chair. Ready to take more?
Yes.
Can I speak?
Yes.
Okay. I think what is important here for me is that the minister must also ensure that, you know, you remember that thing of, you know, SASSA officials that has not have the necessary qualifications. So the minister must ensure that a proper skills audit being done in this financial year, and also that all investigations of SASSA employees being concluded. You hear me, Chair?
Are you asking Honorable Harris, or are you
I'm saying it needs to be included because the
okay, fine.
The investigation on SASSA employees involved in this fraud need to be concluded in this financial year, because it can't be. Remember, we are coming within that report that we were having, the investigation that is coming on for very, very long time. And then also there's people without qualifications in SASSA. That also needs to be concluded in this financial year. It cannot be that we go year in, year out with the same old story. There's the other thing, Che, in terms of the SASSA card system. This is a headache, you know. The SASSA card system. I think we need to look into another system. And then also the agreements with post office, because last night I was reading there was another post office, I think in C Point, that has closed down. So we need to look at our interview with the post offices and what alternatives we have. The minister will put in place to ensure that people are not being stuck because of post offices that are closing down.
Honorable Sugan, is your hand up?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, over to you.
Chairperson, I just need to also ask the meeting to please excuse me earlier as I conclude my remarks on this. In terms of the issues of investigation, as pointed out by Honorable Aris, I think that we need to not use the same words, because as Marjane has said, it is the same words, it is the same, message that is being given to the department. It is my suggestion that we need to ask the following. We need to ask for a progress report on every single issue that is within a certain amount. And that they need to give us a regular progress report with a set deadline. And if they're unable to do that, to give us the reasons for what are the challenges that prevents them from concluding such within that timeline.
Okay. Are we done with this one?
Yeah. If I may just add, Chair, the reason I'm saying this, Chair, is because otherwise these things become a rollover event, you know, and a lot of words. So I think we need to be concise and definitive in what we say to the department where these investigations are concerned.
Okay.
Yeah, but you need to understand, Mari, it's different entities that we're dealing with. So, which means that that is in the Department of Social Development, not necessarily in NDA or SASAF. So we need to put it in because it is the recommendations for different entities. It is not the reputation, but it is entities that we are dealing with.
Is there any hand who are done with this one? Can we then proceed to the last one?
Okay, Chair, I think that was the last one. Just to report back to the members what I've done. With regards to the investigation, Mama Iris, I just went back. I don't know if you can see in my screen. I went back to the recommendation I was made to the department because I thought maybe it should be done at that level, that as a portfolio, as a social development portfolio.
Okay,
yes, yes, ma'am. But I just included what Mama Suk has just put as an input now, that there should be a regular reporting to the committee. I will correct that later. Okay. Okay, that's what how I just comment. And then on the comment on the, I will put the other one on the NDA. I'm not sure which member raised this one on intensifying the oversight over the work of the NDA, which I think is more of a resolution because that's what the committee should be doing, is resolved to do that. And then about the skills audit. Okay. I think, yeah, ma'am, do you want SASA to come and report to us or do you want them to conduct a skills audit based on the findings that some of these employees are not properly skilled? Is that what you're saying, Mama Harris?
Yes, yes, they must come and bring that report to us. They okay. must do it because right now there's people that are sitting with great R&R.
Okay, it would be more of a resolution that they must come and report on that for the committee. Yeah. All right.
Yoli, just check for me. Where did you put in that one that I was raising in terms of the sanitary towers? Because that one.
Oh, yes, that one, yes. I'm also, yes, on the other page. I will also, because okay. you want them to come and give us a presentation on that program. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and then same as the impact.
They must have budgeted for it in the financial year. So sorry, it must be on there. I said it must be budgeted, so it's.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, yes, ma'am, I think it would be better maybe that we come and be brief on that program and then we can raise whatever issues so that if I want to make it a recommendation, then at least I'll be recommending on something that the committee was briefed about and raised issues on. And if there was a problem with budget, and then we make it as a recommendation. Okay, the next one, same as the payment of the closure of support offices, the impact they will have on the payment of social grant, it will be also another resolution. And then, okay, now the last one is what I just amended in terms of setting the deadline, the reporting to the committee on the conclusion of the investigation. That is all, ma'am. So others, I will just amend the resolutions and add them. And then I think that's the most from the members' input that will be on the resolution, because some are the actions that the committee must take itself, including the one on the management, the audit report, management report, that's from Abrahams, that one I'm also going to include them as a resolution. Okay, that's it, Chairperson, from my side.
Thanks, Yoli. That takes us to the next item.
The next item is still me again. I think it's the quarterly report.
Sorry for interjection, Lori, and through you, Jefferson. Can we request for a mover and the seconder for this report so we know that is officially adopted before we move to the next report? Thank you.
Okay, we can do that one of adopting that third quarterly report. Can we then get hands on that? Leticia.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you. We have to raise hands also.
Okay. Is Suka still in the meeting?
A chairperson, I am.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm giving over to you. I see your hand is up.
Oh, Chair, I'm sorry. It's my failure again. I'll just put it down.
Alex, can I give you the platform?
Chair, move to the adoption of the report.
Thank you. With amendments.
With amendments, Chair.
Yes. Any seconder to that?
Seconded.
Second. My Honorable Mangani, second the report. Can we then proceed to the fourth quarter?
Third quarter, Chair.
Kandile, see, adopt which one?
We are just adopting the BRRR, the first report we are operating on.
Aibo, are we still there?
Yeah, we're still there.
Aibo, okay. Then can we go to the third quarter? Over to you, Yoli. I see some famous letters.
Yeah. Okay, Chair. I think it will go quick, or I hope it will go quick with this one, Chair, because there was just observations that were made by the committee. And there was, this is the third quarter. Okay. So basically here, Chair, I just captured what the committee deliberated on and what the department said as a response. So the first issue that the committee raised, I know there's been some time that has lapsed before this report was adopted due to Parliament program. The committee wanted to know what was the main challenge preventing the implementation of the monitoring and evaluation tool. It also wanted to know the progress made by the bid adjudication in approving the digitization of the MNE tool. So the response of the committee was that there were delays in the appointment of a service provider, but substantial progress had been made. A situational report on the status of the MNE system for both the national department and the provincial department was finalized. There was also a monitoring and evaluation frameworks that were developed that included theories of change and theoretical frameworks. So basically, that's how this section chapter is structured. Then the next one, the committee also wanted to know what measures are put in place to ensure that the procurement processes are adhered to. I do not have a response on that one. Some of them, chapters, they have responses. Some were just left, I think because of time, not really properly addressed. So the other one is, it also wanted to know the time frames for the implementation of the preferential public procurement for women-owned enterprises. How does the department ensure that Black women are not used just as a front? The department reported that it does have a capacity or mechanism, it does not have, sorry, a capacity or a mechanism to verify whether women are used as a funding or not. It relies on the documents provided in the procurement application. Okay, the committee further wanted to know what caused the delays in the employment in the employment of 1,809 social workers. When would the department appoint the rest of social workers? I think this one, Chair, even though it's not covered here, but it was responded to as part of the BRRR. So the response, it is there, and they actually gave a breakdown of all the numbers in the provinces. Okay. The committee also wanted to know what happened to the remainder of the 1.8 billion. Just correct. Here is it. Beyond spend that was set aside for ECD program. It also wanted to know when does the department plan to employ the 500 ECD ECD registration officers. Would this be part of the Bangasali program? Would they be employed on a contract basis? Will the department employ the existing ECD practitioners who had lost their jobs due to COVID-19, or will it employ new people who may still require extensive training? Further, I wanted to know if the funds to employ the 500 ECD registration officers will be rolled over to the next financial year. It also wanted to know what disciplinary actions were taken against government employees who assessed the ECD funds. The response from the department reported that it was initially engaged by the presidency and informed of the 1.3 billion funding that would be allocated for the centers. At that moment, it was not clear to the department how this amount would be utilized. At first, the department thought this amount would be used to employ the 36,111 office monitors. However, the department was subsequently informed that the money was not allocated to it. It still needed to bid for this money. The department, working with other relevant stakeholders, made a bid to National Treasury. It was then informed that the department would be allocated with the 496,000 for the protection of employment within the ECT sector, targeting 108,333 ECT workers. It then allocated this funding to the ECT stimulus package. The closing date for the application for the stimulus package was 26 February 2021. The department was also targeting unregistered ECT centers. More than 28,000 ECT organizations applied for the stimulus package, with more than 165,000 ECT workforce. At the time of the reporting, the department was busy with the verification process. It was through this process that the department identified that some applications were from deceased people and others were government employees. The department reported that it had not yet identified the government employees who applied for the ECD grant. Once identified, they will be forwarded to their respective departments for disciplinary processes. So just to share, members, remember this was now earlier in the year. We have now moved on, and the committee earlier on just made a resolution that the department will have to come and brief it on this whole program of the ECD and asylum, as well as the ECD stimulus package. So we have already made that, Chairperson, as a resolution going forward. Okay, the committee further wanted to know how the department was monitoring the long-term impact of ECD policies. Does it include tracking of children, their families, and ECD center owners? The department explained that it had partnered with UNICEF, which conducts real-time monitoring on 1, poverty reduction, 2, educational outcomes, 3, child abuse, 4, access to social protection services. The digital M&E tools aim to integrate all these departments' evaluations. Okay, and then it further wanted to know the reasons of training 136 social workers when there are 5,000 unemployed social workers. The department explained that the employment of social workers in adoption center is a cumulative figure, and so the figures will increase over time. And the next one, Chair, the committee welcomed the development of the maternity policy and wanted to know if it will introduce a social grant for expecting women. The department responded that the policy is still under discussion with the Department of Health. It will introduce cash transfers to mothers who are in their prenatal stages. It will require a close cooperation between DSG, SASA, and the Department of Health. We're reported on this maternal policy during the annual report presentations, Chair, that it was developed and costed. Just to update, to remind the members. And then the next one is the committee also wanted to know the status of the migration of the Office of the Rights of the Child to the Presidency. The department reported that consultation process for the migration of the Office on the Rights of Children are still work in progress between GSD, Presidency and the Department of Public Service and Administration. Okay, the committee also wanted to know the amount of money that was spent on IT systems and who was the provider. Was there a possibility for the social development portfolio to have an integrated procurement system? The department responded that they developed a shared service model with SASA and the NDA that will address the integration of systems. The committee expressed a concern over the high handling cost of the distribution of food parcels. It wanted to know the reasons the department had not implemented the recommendation made on collaborating with community-based organizations. The department responded that it was working with local NGOs and churches to distribute food parcels as this was done in the Western Cape for the victims of fire. However, most provinces were moving towards the use of the e-vouchers. The committee expressed a concern about the low spending in the transfers to the NPO. The department explained that the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions resulted in it not being able to conduct monitoring and inspections of the NPOs, but it had subsequently transferred above 80% of funds allocated for the NPOs. All NPOs will be paid before the end of 2020-2021 financial year. The committee further wanted to know the corrective measures implemented to address the 41% performance. Then the other thing was we wanted to know the number of sheltering services for women in the Northern Cape. The department reported that there are 6 sheltering services in the Northern Cape. And the last one, the committee also wanted to know the time frames for the implementation of the child support top-up grant and why there was no budget for it in the 2021-2022 financial year. The department reported that due to the state of current fiscal framework, funding for the top-up was removed for this financial year. The department was in discussions with the National Treasury to hopefully include it in the budget adjustments later in the year. That is now with the MTVPS statement that we just had a few weeks ago, or for 2022-2023 financial year. The department will therefore not be able to implement the grant on the 1st of April 2021. Okay, the committee resolutions. The committee resolved to invite the department to brief it on its monitoring and evaluation digital tool. It also resolved to invite the department to brief it on the findings of the evaluation study on the SRT grant. That's what I was talking about earlier, Chair. So this is a bit of outdated information. It's just that says that we couldn't adopt the program before because of the disruptions in the parliamentary program. But in essence, that's what is contained in the third quarter report as the deliberations and observations of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
That's it, Honourable Members. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, I think you only must just go back to that one that was saying right there on top in terms of those ones that were receiving the 350.
What is it about?
It is, I just want to, yes, the department, go back. The department must implement disciplinary hearings. Just go down, Dioli. The department reported that it is not identified the government employees who applied for the ECD grant. On once identified, they will be forwarded to their respective departments. Their respective departments, Chair, will have disciplinary processes with them, which I agree on because they are employees of a specific department. However, the Department of Social Development, they are the ones that administer this money or this grant for that matter. Some of them, I don't know if they have received it or some that didn't receive it. However, I feel that this is still fraught. And I feel that the Department of Social Development, from their side, irrespective, because it's two different processes, irrespective of their departments which they are employed in, will conduct disciplinary action. I feel it's not enough because we need to send out a clear message that the Department of Social Development don't tolerate fraud and corruption. And I feel that we must put in there that the Department of Social Development will also institute criminal charges against such persons. We need to remove them from our public service. We don't need it. There's a unemployment statistics in this country is very high. There are educated people out there that are unemployed, that are sitting at home, that are honest people, that are not so corrupt as this ones that are currently in the system. If we are not going to remove them out of the system, we will remain year in and year out with reports of corruption and fraud, and we need to remove them out of the system. That's my input.
Okay. I don't think there will be anyone who is against that. Then, are there any other intakes from other honourable members? Alex.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the report, Julie. I agree with the report. And also just to add, I've read some of the answers that the department has sent, and it seems this time round they have answered in a lot more detail the way that we've been asking them to answer. So that is an improvement, even though noting that there are still some questions that they've left unanswered. And I do hope that we will press them for those answers. And so I'm happy with the report. Just to maybe comment on what Honourable Ali's just spoken about on this ECD grant, I think maybe we should also just maybe take a step back. And the department would obviously first thing to do the investigation as to who's actually applied to have out of work remuneration in this area of ECDs, because again, not wanting to jump on what we've heard in the public hearings, but it has come up, you know, that there are social workers and other government employees who are benefiting, but you know, the department will have to go do their own homework as to see who's actually declared outside of, I don't know what the correct, can't get to the correct term, but, you know, outside of employment remuneration in this area. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Oh, and lastly, Chair, just a comment. Are we a quorum to be adopting these reports? Thank you.
Abhijan?
Are we a quorum on this platform to be adopting the report?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you want to adopt it with amendments?
If you are calling for it?
Yes.
Okay, I move for the adoption. I move for the adoption with amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Any seconder? No seconder. Okay, can I second it? Honourable members, are you still there?
We are, Chair, we are.
Ngicela umuntu osekondayo ke kule report le nje yale kodwa sikhuluma ngayo.
Hayi, ngiyayisekonda, but I want the department to up their socks. Because bengingafuni uyisupporta because I've got something that angizwisanga kahle. But I'm supportive.
Oh, uyayisekela. Okay. Honourable Alex has adopted it, and then Honourable Manganye has seconded it with amendments. Can we proceed to the fourth quarter?
Thank you, Chairperson. I would just amend the recommendation about
about what they have said,
including yes, the investigations on the ECG, on the government employees who assessed the ECG. I will include that recommendation. Thank you. The next one, the fourth quarter, yes, ma'am. Okay, so if this one is for the entire portfolio. Okay. We did the briefing on the fourth quarter for the department and its two entities. Okay, Chair, let me start with the department. The committee raised a concern over the under expenditure in the ECG program, even though there are many ECG centers that have not received their subsidies. It was equally concerned over the non-payment of ECG registration support officials and wanted to know the reasons for that. The department explained that the ECG subsidy is a provincial competency, but at different structures, including MINMEC, it is monitored. And then understanding does not relate to ECG subsidies. Maybe if I can just remind members here, it was one meeting where we were very, very pressed for time, and some of the questions were not really adequately covered. So this is what I managed to cut. The department payment of ECG subsidies is a... And then the committee requested the department to give it feedback on the meeting it had recommended to the Limpopo and Mpumalanga departments to address challenges that were raised during public hearings on the Channel Amendment Bill regarding registration of ECG centers and other related challenges. It noted with concern that a number of targets that were set for the quarter under review were not achieved. For instance, long-standing targets on information management systems and technology and monitoring and evaluation programs were yet again not achieved. It wanted the department to give it an assurance that these targets would be achieved during the current financial year. The department reported that the integration of the victim empowerment program and the gender-based violence was underway. The MME rapid assessment studies were completed in April 2021. The targets that were not achieved in the fourth quarter were achieved in the first quarter of 2021 and 2022. Remember, this was from the previous financial year. The committee was also deeply concerned over the 77 million underspending due to lower absorption of social workers and not meeting the target of employing 1,809 social workers. This was concerning in the context of increasing social ills. It wanted to know the reasons behind this. The department explained that the employment of social workers is the responsibility of the provincial DSD. The Western Cape department was not willing to appoint about 200 social workers. There was also a 2 month delay of National Treasury transferring all allocated funds. The committee reiterated its concern over the lack of reporting on the outcomes and impact of policies and strategies implemented. For example, the presentation was still silent about the impact of the anti-gangsterism strategy. For effective oversight, it was important for the committee to be briefed on these changes, on the changes these policies bring on the lives of people, on people's lives. It sought clarity on whether the strategy that is now the anti-gangsterism strategy, was only for child and youth care centers. What happens when children are reintegrated into their families and communities? The department acknowledged that gangsterism is a multi-sectoral matter. Even though the strategy is for CYCCs, it will also be used for children when they are reintegrated to their communities. The committee wanted to know where the process was on the victim support bill. Is the policy on settling aligned to this bill? The department explained that the policy on sheltering focuses more on shelters looking at compliance to norms and standards. The victim support bill focuses more on the victim protection. It was submitted to the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor for certification. The committee also wanted to know if all late payments to NGOs and NPOs were finalized. It also sought clarity on the withdrawal of the Green Paper on Comprehensive Social Security after it was gazetted for public comment. The department explained that the Green Paper was a target that had been with the department for some time. It was withdrawn because of a number of areas that still needed to be clarified, including the National Social Security Fund. The department, however, was pleased with the level of interest shown by the public. The committee wanted to know if the department's engagement with the public and private sector yielded any positive response with regard to the employment of social workers. It also wanted to know how the department is monitoring the performance of social workers, especially in the context of COVID-19 pandemic. The recommendation that was made, the minister should ensure that the department focuses on achieving targets that were not met during quarter four. That is all members for the DSD. Can I proceed and just finish everything? Go to
yes, staff.
Okay, ma'am. There's not much, but it was just the questions that were raised by the committee. The committee raised the concern over the implications of budget cuts and its impact on the payment of social grants. It also wanted to know if the contract with the call center contractor, including the 500 million awarded, would be extended. Okay, would be extended for another 6 months. When is SASA going to start training in-house for officials? I think this one, Chairperson, was also captured in the recommendations on the PRRR that there should be skills transfer when the contract comes to an end. It was also as a recommendation on the PRRR. It also wanted to know how SASA will reduce overcrowding at its local offices. It further wanted to know how SASA reduced payments on the SRT grant. The resolution made SASA to provide the committee with the amount of debts collected. The last one, the NDA, the questions that were raised by the members. The committee wanted to know the status of the Nzalamo project and how much has been paid to date. The NDA reported that it spent 3.9 million to date. There were still some outstanding operational matters that still needed to be finalized. The committee also wanted to know the impact of research reports in the well-being of communities. The department explained that research studies were conducted mainly to generate empirical knowledge to influence policy making. The last one, the committee further wanted to know the reasons for the recurring of expenditure on earmark of under expenditure on earmark capacity building in Limpopo province. The NDA reported that the Limpopo province capacity building project was finalized in the fourth quarter. It still needed to finalize outstanding invoices. That's all, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Yoli. Any other input from the members? Hello? I don't see any hand. Alex?
Thank you, Chair. It's me and you today, Chair. I'm happy with the report, Chairperson, and I just, maybe want to go back to this, both reports and the BRRR and everything we've done now. And we can all see that we've been asking for the same items come up every single time, every single quarter with same responses or inadequate adequate responses, and we just really cannot continue in this fashion. And I really just do hope that this action report, quarterly, or I think we said now 3 months action report, you know, is going to improve the performance and the impact of the department, as well as assist us with our oversight work. There's just one comment, and it's again with the social worker issues. Yeah. And I just want to re-emphasize that, Chairperson, you're not on mute, that it needs to be permanent social workers and not the contact social workers. Thank you, Chairperson.
Hello. Thank you, Alex. Any other hand? Seemingly, it's me and you, Alex, today. Then can you...
No, Chair, I was kicked out by the watch call.
Okay.
I didn't hear. That's something that...
Then you are adopting the report as amended.
I didn't hear it because I was kicked out by the system, Chair.
So do you want Alex to repeat herself or?
The last two recommendations that she made.
Alex, will you please?
I'll do that, Chair. So just in summary, what I said was from the report that we've worked through today, we see the same pattern of questions that we are asking and the same pattern of issues that we are asking the department, yet we are not getting, you know, the impact and the proper answers from the department. And I just said that I do hope the action plan that we're now asking the department to put in place will see progress, impact, etc., will actually just help the department to meet their targets, to have their impact, but also assist us with our oversight work. And I just then also in this report want to again re-emphasize, it's not just about the employment of social workers, it's the employment of permanent social workers for meaningful impact. So thank you. And then also, Chair, just to, before we adopt, I see it's only 4 members that I can pick up, and are we according to adopt this? Thank you.
Okay. No, it's what you have already said, really, in the third quarter. But it's just that they need also to record it even now. We are saying we don't want to do with the repetitive findings. Okay. Uvile Jane. Honorable Manga, did you hear? Alex?
Yes, I did. I support what she was saying. And then I'm.
You move for the adoption.
Yes, I move for the adoption, Chair.
With amendment.
Okay. Yeah, with amendment.
Okay. Unless you support MHA, seemingly it's you and MHA that are present.
I do, Chair, but what is the number that we need to pass the report? We're only 4 members. Then I can pick up by the names. I'm not too sure about the other names.
Can I intervene on that and provide a procedure? We are not a quorum any longer. I think there's it's you, it's Member Abraham, Member Aperman, it's Member Mangani that are in the platform. In terms of the quorum, we are not a quorum and we cannot adopt.
How many do we need?
6.
6?
4.
Chinima Tota. Where are others? Where is Aris? Where is Bridget?
Member Masango wrote on the chat to indicate that she was going to join another meeting, so she left the meeting.
madoda. And then what about Aris? Because I am also have to join the other meeting, but I waited for us to adopt this report, even if we're not going to deal with the, what is this, minutes.
Unfortunately, we're not a quorum now.
Leticia has joined.
We are fine.
And how many are we?
We are fine.
Where is Bikhang? Bikhang was on, now it's no longer there.
Can you check for Bandlu Masango to just join and
I have board? My connection is lost.
Okay. So how many are we? We're five now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 now. We're left with Masango. Can you
Masango indicated that she's joining another meeting. He wrote in the group chat.
She must come back. We can't postpone this meeting later. Then Sazuti will defer the minutes at least. Come quickly.
Chair, in terms of the DA, there are two which is they are fairly represented. It's only the ANC that we need more people. Because for DA we're supposed to be two. There's member Alexander and there's member Abrams and member Perman. And then which is that's the composition of the DA. So we need members from the ANC. We need more members of the ANC.
I'm saying the Kang was on. Why we don't check the Kang? Because he did log, but he can just disappeared.
Can you ask this to Jane by requesting Lentoga to join? Because we haven't had anyone who said he or she has been kicked out by the system, which we understand.
Yeah. So now we cannot continue, Jay, because we are not a quorum.
Yes, we can't. Now I was suggesting that if we can get Dikhang, the one who joined the meeting, because Dikhang, I saw him, he was in the meeting. And then what we can do, we can defer the minutes, because maybe other people have to really join other meetings. Can we just be patient until Jane comes up with the answer?
Okay.
Chair, I can't get hold of him. Chair? Hello? Hello? Where is the chair?
I can't
get hold of him.
Can we get the report from Ulindi? I think has managed to get Honorable Mhlongo. I have forgotten even about her. Me and Nkosi were not good. Yeah, not that. And the Honorable Mhlongo is.
I remember Honorable Mhlongo was in the meeting earlier, and then she locked off just to quickly drive to the airport. I just called her. She just rejoined the meeting again.
Okay. So Joinile already. Oh, yeah, she is. Then we are.
Yeah, it's one up now. We can proceed.
Yes. Can we get the mover for the adoption of this report?
I'm moving, Chair. I'm moving with the
amendment.
Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Mangani. Can we get any second after this?
I second, Chair, Honourable Abrams.
Honourable Abrams, thank you very much. Hooray. Can we then, because the next item is the minutes. Are we able to defer these minutes, Lindy, for another meeting, even if it's, I don't know whether the minutes is either adopted another special meeting. Can we get another slot and focus only on this? Because we can't pack and pack and pack the minutes.
That is not a problem. Yeah? Maybe in our first meeting, when we look at the first attempt community program, maybe we can also include the minutes.
Please, man. And when will that be? Is it before we close off?
I don't think that is possible. Maybe the draft program, when we sit together, we can just distribute to members. Because our last meeting is on the 10th. Maybe we can see.
On the?
Maybe we can do it on the 5th when we go to the Western Cape, the traveling day.
Okay. Hello?
Chair? It's Hello? Not possible to do it after our public hearing in Joburg.
Okay, let's look and maneuver the day. But tentatively, we will look in both days that we are talking about. Can we then attend the meeting? Because even myself, I have to join another meeting of the chairs. And we have to check out from the hotel and check our things. Do we agree, Honourable Members?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for those that have managed to join the meeting. Thanks a lot. Otherwise, I was starting to be stressed right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. And in safe travels, everybody.
See you soon, eh?